A lesson on iniquity, inherited sin. As we said at the beginning of the lesson, you see this woman here tied up in these strings of DNA. And DNA is basically what you have inherited from your parents. You just didn't get your eye color and your hair texture and your skin tone from your mom and your dad. You also got sin from them. Sin is more important than your eye color or the texture of your hair. Sin affects you eternally if you don't deal with it. Jesus understood that. That's why when sin entered into the earth, Jesus immediately got on mission to save us from sin. When sin entered into the earth because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, Romans chapter number 5 and 12, wherefore as by one man, disobedience, sin entered into the world and death by sin. Therefore death passed upon all men, for all have done what? Sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It is because of Adam's disobedience, everyone is born in the state or the condition of sin. When a person is in sin, the scripture describes them as being the wicked. It says the wicked are straying from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, doing what? Speaking lies, right? You can tell if the wicked doesn't do anything about that nature or that state, and all they do is continue in that lie. The writer says that all liars shall have part in the second death, right? And what is that second death? The second death, the scripture says that is hell, eternal separation from Jesus. And when you're talking about the second death, you're talking about eternity there. That means you're going to be eternally separated from Jesus, eternally separated from life. You're going to be conscious. You're going to be in hell's fire, in conscious suffering, right? You're going to be in there, as the scripture says, both hell and death are going to be cast into that lake of fire. You won't be alone. The beast and the false prophet will be there, right? The beast and the false prophet. And whoever's name is not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, right? That's right. So you won't be alone. You'll be there with company. But the thing is, you won't care nothing about who's with you. You'll just be there in regret, realizing that you didn't have to be there. That's true. You don't have to go to hell. None of us. If you're breathing and you're moving, you don't have to go to hell. You can just do what Jesus tells you to do to correct Adam's mistake, right? Can you control being born in sin? No. Can I control being labeled as the wicked? No. Can I control coming forth from my mother's womb speaking lies? No. But I can change, right? If the wicked will forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man will forsake his thoughts. That's Isaiah. Is that Isaiah 56, 7 and 8? Let's go on over there really quick. Right, let's look at Isaiah 56 and 1. I think that'll be a good one for us to look at a little bit this morning. Is that 56 and 1? All right. Is that what I want? 56, 7 and 8? Is it 58, 67, or something? One of them. Let me go on over here myself. Is that 55? All right, 55 and 1. Thank the Lord, my wife. She helps me out a lot. Isaiah 55 and 1. That's right. See, when you're in that state of sin, you're constantly looking for satisfaction. You're constantly looking for answers. You're constantly looking really for help. You're like a, have you ever seen them cartoons or illustrations where you see those animals in the desert and they thirsty and their tongue be hanging out their mouths, they be thirsty. Then they start to see them mirages and it's just out of in the middle of nowhere, just like a body of water with a palm tree. And they just run with everything inside of them to get to that body of water. Then when they jump, I used to see them little cartoons, they jump full swing as though they're going to make a splash and they don't do nothing but hit dirt. Right? Well, that's the wicked. The wicked are like that. The wicked are looking for an escape. And they're constantly being fooled by Satan with these mirages. The enemy likes to make the mirages of sin like the glamoring lights. And these promises, these idle promises, these promises that they're not able to fulfill. He says, if you come over here and do with this with me, you'll get everything you need. And then they get over there and they find out, I don't get everything that I need. I'm still empty. It's no different when you're in relationships. You know when you're out there in that world. You know the man talked some good stuff to you or the woman showed you some good stuff. And you automatically fall for that mirage. And you think, you say, oh, this is what I've been missing, right? This is what I've been looking for. Until you get yourself involved in it, and then you say, well, what the? This is a mess. I was better off by myself, right? But then you say, once you get out of that mess, someone else comes with another mirage. And you keep going for it. Well, why do I keep going for it? Because the Lord is trying to let you know you are the wicked, right? You're trying to look for something to satisfy your thirst that can't do it, right? Come on, that's the truth. Something is out there always trying to present itself as being able, having the power, having the ability to satisfy your emptiness, your thirst. But Jesus says, there's nothing out there that can do that but me, right? That's why he says in Isaiah 55:1, ho to everyone. That's right. Ho to everyone that thirsts, right? Come to the water.
Have no money.
And this is just like Jesus said it to that woman that was at the well. Remember when she was at the well and he said, I want something to drink. And the woman said, well, you don't even have a bucket to get anything to drink out of. And she said, well, if you would have just known who was talking to you, if you just would have known the opportunity that is standing before you, you wouldn't be paying attention to me asking you for water. But you would have asked me for water, right? And the water that I give you will be in you for eternity. Everlasting water. And it'll spring up in you. In other words, it's an endless supply. It is in no one, nothing in the earth can plug it up. That's the beautiful thing about when you really get the Holy Ghost. Nothing in the earth can damper Jesus. Now, you can allow that stuff to come in, but nothing in the earth has the power or the ability to dampen or plug up the spring. That's why you thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost, because you can stir the Holy Ghost up and it proves itself. He proves that he's constantly flowing. He's constantly moving inside of you. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's why I can understand Isaiah when he's telling you, ho to everyone that does what? Thirst, right? Ho to everyone that thirsts. Come to the water, right? That's right. This is not the kind of salvation that you can buy, right? You cannot buy this salvation. This salvation has to be given to you. One writer says it's a gift of God, right? For by grace are you saved through faith. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should do what? I know the enemy, sometimes he tries to confuse the message. He say, well, we tell you all the time, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. And you be so involved in just doing until it becomes busy work. And you'd be wondering, well, why am I not getting anything from Jesus? You miss an important element. in all of your doing, you've just left faith on the back end. You can't get involved in doing, and you don't believe Jesus. One writer said in Hebrews chapter number 11, 6, without faith is impossible. All of them works you're trying to do, you're working without a payday. It's impossible to please Jesus without faith. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is. You call Jesus because you believe he is everything that you need, right? You go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ because you believe he has the ability to remove sin from the soul, right? That's right. Not by works. Huh? Not by works. Lest any man should do what? If you're not careful, you'll get up, you'll come out the water, walking around the earth, telling people, look at me, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Huh? And me looking down on folk. Someone was telling me the other day, they said, well, you know, he was reading something, they said, well, they say, people are always arguing about this and that. Well, there's really no argument. There's no argument about truth. Truth stands by itself. Truth, either you believe it or you don't. The truth don't have to prove nothing to you. It is what it is, right? The sun doesn't have to prove to you that it's hot, right? It is what it is. Now, you can go on and say, oh, I don't believe it. Well, go on and get in the ship. Go. The technology will help you build something that can take you as far as you can go and see when you get up there if you make it. Huh? See if you make it when you get close to the sun. See if the sun don't burn you up. And then once you get there, once you're on fire, then you'll say, oh, what you were saying was true. See, truth don't have to debate you. Truth stands by itself. Either you believe it or not. Jesus does not get into a debate with man concerning who he is. Either you believe that Jesus is God and get saved, or you don't and you're going to die in your sin, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. Either you allow your faith to save you. You allow your faith in Jesus to deliver you. Or you're going to die in your sin. Huh? Come on. This whole world is full of people that refuse to come to Jesus to satisfy their thirst. Huh? Come on. That's truth. Get so caught up. Even we got the upcoming, what is it, the Super Bowl or whatever, the football game. All of these people have got just as bad as the people in Philadelphia want their team to win. It's just as bad as the people in Kansas want their team to win. Just as passionate, right? And just as passionate as the people that are not even playing. You got people planning even next year what they how they're going to be, right? You got people arguing, saying, my team didn't make it this year. Oh, but you watch them next year. They don't even realize you're making a future. Your plans are a waste because you don't even know if you're going to be here to see it. We govern ourselves as though we're going to be on the earth forever. And we don't even realize today could be our day. Huh? Today could be the day we step from the temporal over into the eternal. Huh? This is here, what you see is only temporal. But today could be the day that we step from the temporal and cross over into eternity. But the question is, where will your soul be at, right? That's the truth. That's why it's a blessing to say that Jesus is the one that satisfies your thirst. Amen. Huh? Yes. It's a blessing to be able to say, Jesus satisfies my thirst. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing to be able to look at Isaiah 55:1 and say, I was a person that said, Jesus, I'm thirsty. Yes. Right? Yes. Come on, that's true. Yes. One writer told you, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness. They shall be. It's a blessing to be able to see yourself as one that said, Jesus, I'm hungry. Jesus, I'm thirsty. Huh? And the earth don't have nothing that it can offer me to satisfy my hunger or my thirst. Huh? You ain't got no Holy Ghost if you ain't come to that understanding. You still out there fishing. You still out there looking. But when you really get saved, I mean, you really get filled with Jesus. You have an attitude. You have the understanding that there is nothing in this earth that can satisfy my hunger, that can quench my thirst, but Jesus. You are the embodiment of Isaiah 55:1. You are a witness You can stand and tell the world, I was one that came to Jesus and he satisfied my thirst, right? That's right. You can look at people and say, oh, you thirsty. Oh, you are thirsty. Huh? You're looking for something out there in that world. And then you keep on trying and buying and looking and you're still coming up empty. You're thirsty, right? Come on. World puts it on. They have little words of coin to deal with this. They used to say when we were coming up, when we were children, we were coming up, they said, oh, such and such, you desperate. Because you call yourself liking this other person, and the other person ain't like show you no attention. And you be going, you say, you press. Yeah, they say, you press. You desperate. You press, right? Huh? That's the truth. That's the truth. And then we went, and what did that mean? You just had to have it. You know, I don't care how much they tell you, no, you just had, I used to say, look, I just had to have you. Huh? Huh? That's the truth. They said, well, run to the store and get me a soda. You be running to the store. You be riding your bike all high. You spend every dime you've got just to run back to the house and say, I got you your soda. Huh? Then they break your heart. Break your heart when you come back to the store and you see somebody else standing in your place. Huh? Holding their hand and here you done spent your money with the soda in your hand. Huh? Come on, then you try to prove yourself. I'm better than they are. Huh? Well, I can run faster than them. Come on, let's race. Huh? And then, you know, if you were in the little rough thing, they say, come on, let's put your hands up. We going to fight. Huh? And then you be just fighting and tussling in the street. All for this old girl sitting there on the corner. Huh? Huh? That's the truth. But the people on the sidelines let you know, they say, well, why are they doing all this? Because they're desperate. They press. They got to have this person, right? Jesus just wants you to be that way for him. Huh? Come on, he wants you to realize that no one else can satisfy you but Jesus, right? Come on, ho, to everyone that does what? Thirst. Huh? Keep going. Come. That's right. That's right. That's right, without money. That's truth. That's the beautiful thing about Jesus, saints. He satisfies the thirst. But you have to put him first. You've got to put Jesus first. When he's telling you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he's trying to tell you in order for you to get this salvation or get your prayers answered or your thirst fulfilled, you've got to be willing to put Jesus first. Huh? Hold everyone that thirsts. What does the rest of it say there? Come to the water. In other words, go to the source. Say, Jesus, you are the water. Right? You can't say money is the water, job is the water, family is the water, vacations are the water. You can't let the Lord see that those things bring you peace. You can't let the Lord see that those things affect your emotions. Huh? In other words, both positive and negative. Huh? You can't let the Lord see that this stuff affects you both positive and negative. You got to let the Lord know, Jesus, you are the water. Huh? Jesus, you are the water. You're the one that can satisfy my thirst, right? Can't nobody put that in you. You got to come to that for yourself. Huh? Now people be trying to itch and say, well, oh, no. If this happened, no. But you got to come to that understanding for yourself. You, in order for you to be saved, you got to come to that understanding for yourself that Jesus is the water, right? Hold everyone that thirsts. Come to the water. Huh? You hear people used to say that saying, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. Well, you say, well, it's the concept. It's here, right? Concept is here. Church has been in the earth. Church has been in the earth since Jesus died and got out the grave. Us doing this ain't nothing new. Church has been in the earth. Don't you realize that the Lord should tarry after all of us are dead and dust? I mean dirt, huh? All the skin and everything has done decayed off our body. Don't you think that we're going to be the last ones on the earth lifting and exalting the name of Jesus? There were people before us. There are going to be people after us if the Lord should tarry. Lord said the very gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. Huh? There will be a group of people that put their trust in the name of Jesus. You just have to say within your day and time here on the earth, I want to be that people that put their trust in the name of Jesus, right? I want to be that people. Huh? I want to be that people that realize that Jesus is the source of everything that I need. Huh? I don't want the Lord to think he's forcing this on me. I'm coming of my own will. Huh? I'm coming of my own desire. Huh? I'm saying, Jesus, you are the water that I need. Huh? Everybody else around you may not say that. But you got to come to that understanding for yourself. Jesus, you are the water that I need, right? Come on. Come on, read a little bit more. Huh? Come on. That's why sometimes it get like that. Lord, sometimes it stripped you down to the bottom of your rope. To you where you have nothing. Huh? Because you may come to him super, you know, not being genuine. You know, you may not be real. You may be half-stepping. Huh? Lord said, I ain't looking for you to half-step, not with me. You got to come wholeheartedly. Huh? And if that means taking all of your pride, huh? Most folk, their money is their pride. It makes them feel good about themselves. Their stuff, their possessions are their pride. The more they have, the better they feel. Don't let the Lord strip you from everything you have. Don't make him get you to the bottom of your rope till you come to the understanding that he alone is the water, right? And he don't need your money. Huh? One thing I learned about Jesus, he don't need your money. Huh? You don't get on good terms with him because your bank account increases. That's not how you get on Jesus' good side. How do I get on good side? You got to believe that he is, right? Huh? You got to know he don't need you. Huh? He's God with you or without you, right? That's the truth. He's God with you or without you. He don't need me. He don't need me to praise him. Huh? He don't need me to praise him. He don't need me to do nothing. Don't make him prove that to you. Say, you think you're doing the Lord a favor because you're not. The Lord don't need you. Huh? He done proved himself over and over again. Every fool that came up in here that didn't stay, that thought the church was going to stop because they left. And look where we are. Huh? February, what is the day? 6, 2023. The church is still rolling with or without you. Huh? With or without you, it's still rolling. Huh? Still moving forward. You don't stop it. You say, oh, I couldn't come. Well, shame on you. I feel sorry for you. But the church keeps right on moving. Huh? We had an empty prayer almost in here Friday. Huh? And the enemy try to make you think, oh, ain't nobody really in here calling Jesus. But Lord said, I don't need a whole church full. I just need those that are there to put their minds on Jesus. Amen, Lord Jesus. Just put your mind on Jesus. Call Jesus like you want him. Call Jesus like he's your water. Huh? Call Jesus like you're thirsty. Huh? Like you're desperate. Like you're pressed. Huh? Let him know how bad and sincere you want to be saved, right? Let him know how much he means to you, right? Let the Lord know how much he means to you. Huh? One writer said, what are you going to let separate you from the love of Jesus? Huh? It's a whole lot of options out there, but only you can decide if that option is worth your soul. Huh? You can only decide that. I thank the Lord as of today, that stuff is not worth my soul. Huh? Can you talk like that tomorrow? I can't talk like that tomorrow. I can only work with today. Huh? As of today, that stuff is not worth Jesus. It's not worth my soul. Now, what are you going to do tomorrow? I can only pray that the Lord will keep me with the mind. Huh? Come on, I don't know what tomorrow is going to present. I can only pray that the Lord will keep me with the mind. I don't want to become arrogant.
I don't want to become arrogant in my approach. I don't want to approach the Lord arrogantly. Like I don't need his help. Like I don't need him to give me the strength. To help my little weak mind. To be able to go through all of my issues. I need you, Jesus, right? Some folks got that bold and say, I ain't going nowhere. I don't see how something to do because I ain't going nowhere. You're foolish. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't know if you can stay in that chair. You don't know how the enemy's going to attack you tomorrow, right? You don't know how far back the Lord's going to move the hedge, right? Is that the truth? You just don't know. You think you're bold enough? You say, I'm strong enough to stand. You don't know it. You don't know it. You don't know. I'm trying to tell you, you're boxing with a devil that don't fight fair. You're boxing with a devil that don't fight fair. That fella put semen in his boxing gloves. Come on. Yes, he will. He'll put knives in his boxing gloves. And all he's looking to do is just make contact. One good time, right? And there goes your life, right? Just looking to make contact one good time. You need the Lord to always stand. Stand in your defense. Let the Lord know, Jesus, I'm desperate. Lord Jesus, I'm weak. I cannot fight this battle by myself. Thank you, Jesus. You are my might. You are my strength, Lord Jesus. You're my power. You're my enduring ability, right? I can't get through this stuff without you, Jesus. I cannot get through this stuff without Jesus. How do you feel right now? I got a mind right now. My mind is made up. My mind is made up to not to turn my back on Jesus. But tomorrow is another story. I don't want to approach tomorrow in arrogance. I don't want to be foolish in my thinking. To say I ain't going to never turn my back on Jesus. Lord Jesus, help me, right? Lord Jesus, help me. Help me to make it to where I need to be at, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. I've heard them go down through the years. Talk some good stuff. They talk some bold stuff. Talking about how they feel about the Lord and how they not going to turn their back on Jesus. How they feel so sorry for this one and feel so sorry for that one because they left. But you don't know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a force that does not want you to be saved. You can't turn it off and on. You know, you turn them lights off and on. Satan don't turn off and on. He coming after you. As much as he can. He's like a dog on a leash. He's like a dog on a leash that's got an appetite for you. And only one that can hold him back. Only one that can put some boundaries on that fella. That's the truth. Yeah, y'all understand that? Amen. I understand it. I understand that. I understand Jesus is the source. And I got to come willingly and get a mind to get on down there and drink from that water. You can't drink if you're not thirsty. Lord will present himself to you, and you won't do what's necessary if you're not thirsty. Structure will come forward and say, call him by his name. Open up your mouth and call Jesus by his name. But if you ain't thirsty, you'll just sit right there and say, you ain't thirsty. I can't put the thirst in you. I can't put the thirst in you. Come on. Can life put the thirst in you? I don't know. Some folk go broke and turn their back on Jesus. Some folk get sick and you don't see them no more. So can life do it? I don't know. Some people life does do it. Some people go broke and they say, I need you, Jesus. Some people get sick and say, Lord, you're the only one that can touch my body. But that's not the case with everybody. Some folk get broke and stay home broke. But thank the Lord, that may not have been you. You got broke and said, let me find Jesus. Let me go to Jesus because he's the only one that can fix it. Now, once the Lord opened up the windows of heaven, don't turn your back on him. Huh? Don't throw him to the side as though he don't mean nothing to you. Once he touched your body, huh? Once he heals you from your disease and your sickness, don't act like you don't need him anymore. Huh? Come on, is that the truth? I've seen it. I've seen it down through the years. Don't you be that way. Learn from the mistakes and the errors of others. Huh? Hold to everyone that thirsts. Come to the water. Huh? He that have no money, come ye buy meat and eat. Huh? Ain't that the truth? All the good stuff. Huh? All the good stuff. All the joy and the good things that make you happy. Huh? People used to see them folk get drunk. It seems like they just get happy when they get drunk. Right? Lord is trying to tell you, I ain't want you to be drunk off of that liquor. I need you to get drunk off the Holy Ghost. Huh? I need you to get at the Holy Ghost in such a way that the folk on the outside say, what is wrong with you? Huh? And you look at them in your wobbly state. Huh? And you're about to fall over and don't fall over state. Say, what in the world wrong with you? Just say, ain't nothing but Jesus. Jesus on the inside. Huh? Yeah. I love to see folks see the Holy Ghost like that. They just say, ain't nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus on the inside. Huh? Yeah. They be glad about Jesus. Jesus is their joy. Huh? Jesus is what puts a smile on their face. Huh? Come on. Jesus is the one that controls the emotions. Huh? That's why you thank the Lord when you got the Holy Ghost. He controls the emotions. He makes me cry when I'm a bad boy. He makes me laugh when I'm a good boy, right? He's controlling the emotions, right? It's all Jesus-centered, right? He makes me feel bad about myself when I get off track. I don't need you to come tell me. Holy Ghost inside of me says, Stephen, you're off track. Huh? And he stops to work with my mind. Huh? And I can't laugh past it. Huh? It makes me feel bad. Why? Because I realized it was against Jesus and Jesus only that I did this error, right? I got off track against Jesus.
Yeah, Lord.
That's the negative, but it's also positive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even when I don't get nothing from nobody, he just takes a simple little phrase or a simple little word, huh? And it just makes me smile. It makes me feel so good. It makes me feel like I'm so appreciative, huh? Come on, that's the truth. Sometimes I'll just be riding down, and sometimes a song or may not even be playing, but I hear the tune in my head, and that thing just be keep ringing in my head, and I just sit there, and I just say, oh, thank you, Jesus. And just tears just start rolling down my face, huh? And folks on the outside be looking at you like this. Did he get some bad news? And I just say, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for what for being in me, huh? He's real. He's in me. He makes me feel good all by himself, right? I don't need nobody to help.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
I don't need nobody to help. I don't need you to call me. I don't need you. I don't need your text. I don't need nobody help. It's just me and Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's me and Jesus. I feel good about Jesus. But see, we get so hung up on the good, but you got to take the good with the bad. He still should be bothering you when you off. Huh? The relationship don't change. Just like he bothers you when you're good, he also bothers you when you off. Huh? And tells you you off track. And he tells you what you need to do. Turn that plate down. Turn that water off. Huh? Turn that cup over. Turn that phone off. Turn that TV off. Get somewhere and get to just me and you. Huh? Get to where I can just communicate with just you. All that fuzzy stuff, get it out. Where I can just communicate with just you. Huh? And show you where you are off track. Huh? That's true. That's that mirror relationship. Where the Lord look you over.
head to toe and show you the errors of your way. Huh? Now when you could say, Lord, I just hate my flesh. Huh? Hate everything about the flesh. There's no good thing. Huh? Come on, it's the truth, saint. There's no good thing, right? You get to like Paul say, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Who? Who is going to do what? Deliver me. Huh? Someone go over to the book of John. Chapter number 4, verse number 14. I already quoted it, but I want y'all to see it again. I want you to see it again. See it again. See it again. Yeah, John, St. John 4 and 14. Yes. Right? Isn't that something? Isn't that the kind of water you want? I already quoted that to you, but I wanted you to see it. Lord said, whosoever shall drink of the water that I give him shall do what?
Never.
Shall never. This is why I'm trying to tell you, when you receive the Holy Ghost's intention is to be with you forever. It's not to come in and out of you. You know how people put those illustrations and say, well, I had to put my Holy Ghost down to tell such and so and so and all. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Once the Holy Ghost really comes in you like it's supposed to, you realize you can't turn this off and on. He is in control. Right? He is in control. He's sitting on the throne, right? And you want him to stay in control, right? That's the truth. He makes you bite your tongue, right? The idea of what to say, be there, but the Holy Ghost says, shut your mouth. Right? Shut it. Don't open up your mouth. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. Holy Ghost teaches you to do those kinds of things. You ain't got no Holy Ghost. You have no control over yourself. You're like a wild horse without a bit. You're like a ship without a helm, right? You're out of control, right? You ain't going to do nothing but self-destruct. You're going to end up destroying yourself, right? Come on, is that the rest of it?
But the water that I shall give him.
Yes. Shall be in him a well of water. Isn't that how you want the Holy Ghost to be inside of you? You want the Holy Ghost to be inside of you like a well. Huh? That does what? Springs. That's movement. Isn't it? That's not something dead. That's movement. Huh? That's why sometimes I can understand those that may be leading praise service. I can understand your feeling. Because sometimes you'll be feeling Jesus. And you be looking around and you be saying, these folk look like rocks. Huh?
Thank you.
Come on, you look like a rock. You look like you hard to move. Don't you need something to plug up your water? Huh? Something to plug up your water. Here I am singing Jesus and ain't even moving you. Huh? You're treating Jesus like he's a gnat. Like he's irritating you, right? That's true. Lord, help us. Help us, help us, help us, help us to seize the moments. Huh? When we can freely let the water. See, when you come to church, you can freely let the water flow. When you're on your job, you kind of have to be. Huh? Sometimes you want to just scream out, Jesus! Help me, Jesus! But Jesus got to say, holy man, Jesus. Got to smile through it. Huh? But then when you can come in here, you free. You free to praise him. You free to cry out. Huh? Because you cry. You say, well, I'm going to cry. People bring you some tissue. Don't even pay you no attention. Right? Cry as much as you want. Huh? Get it all out of your system. Right? Why? Because you at the place where you can get your help. You at the place where the water is. Huh? And you're saying, Jesus, you are the water. And I'm freely here to drink so that you can quench my thirst. Right? I'm here because I want you to be in me. Right? Is that what that verse say? Read that verse again. Yes. Shall never thirst. Yes. That's right. See, the enemy just don't want you to experience this. He don't want you to experience Jesus being where? In you. In you and moving. Right? Say, in you springing up. Into what? Everlasting.
See, you're no longer dead. The resurrector has brought you back to life. Jesus is the resurrector. He called you out of the place of death. He said, move the stone out of the way, right? He said, loose him. Cut the grave clothes off, right? So that you can freely praise him, right?
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hey, that's the truth. So that you can freely praise him. Freely, the resurrector has brought you back to life. Huh? Now you may be hanging around folk that have not experienced the resurrecting power. But you don't let their deadness damper your life. Huh? Isn't that the truth? I don't let their deadness damper my life. Huh? That's the truth. Do I feel sorry for them? I do, but when I'm looking at them, I'm saying, that was me. Huh? When you're looking at them folk, you have to say that was me. And the same compassion someone showed me, I've got to show it to them. Huh? Same way that I rejected that person that kept coming to me, it's the same way they rejecting you. When you keep coming in, but you cannot give up. Huh? You cannot give up. You cannot lose hope. Why? Because somebody didn't lose hope in you. They stuck with you. Even when you were hard to stick with. Huh? They worked with you. Even when you were hard to work with. Huh? They smiled. Even when you told them, I don't want nothing to do with you. Huh? They didn't give you what you gave them. They just smiled. Okay. Huh? I'm going to let you go. Huh? Then when you came back with your crybaby self again, they took you again. Huh? Put you on the shoulder. Go ahead. I told you need to be saved. You need Jesus. Jesus loves you. You don't have to live like this. And you scream, you don't have to live like this. Jesus wants better for you. Huh? So you got to get it in when you can get it in. Huh? Get it in when you can get it. You don't change mission. Huh? How do you know you don't? Because nobody changed mission on you. Somebody that was really beneficial on you getting yourself saved. If you look back over your life, you can say all the mess that I brought to them, the least that I can say is that they were consistent. They didn't allow my emotional instability to take them off of mission. Huh? They stayed focused on what my soul needed. Huh? Not my flesh, but what my soul needed. Right? And every time they kept bringing Jesus into the picture, some kind of way, they just ease it around. I come talk about problems with my car breaking down and when this not working. Some kind of way, they made Jesus turn into a wrench. Huh? And they tighten up. Well, can you unloosen this? Some kind of way, they go, Jesus, Jesus. Every time I turn around, you calling Jesus. Huh? They turned that cooking lesson. The hands aching. Went in there, you want me to help you? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Every time I turn around, you turning all this stuff into Jesus. Amen. When I'm putting my key in the door. Huh? Come on. You got to show them Jesus, right? Sing Choir used to sing that song. I'll point you to Jesus. That's why you got to be on mission. We got to be about pointing people. Not pointing people to ourselves. But pointing, telling them to look at Jesus. No matter what you're going through, look at Jesus. Huh? I know you may not understand how Jesus is going to work this out, but you got to put all of your trust. You got to rely and lean. Huh? You ain't never been at the altar crying out to Jesus and the enemy just be having you boggled down. Huh? You feel like you just can't call him. Huh? And sometimes I was laughing on Friday night. I said, oh, Jesus. Because the enemy was fighting hard. He was fighting hard, and I knew it. And I was just laughing because I looked over at my wife, and she made me chuckle. I ain't mean to chuckle. But I saw she just grabbed her ears. She said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I understood. I understood. I understood what she was trying to get that brain. Huh? Y'all understand how serious this thing is? That's how you know it be a war all in your mind. It don't be around you. It be in you. Stop trying to bring your mind into captivity to the law of sin and death. But Jesus is the only one that can spring past that stuff, right? Breakthrough. I mean, seriously, breakthrough. So he turns all of that into a calm. Yeah, that's the truth. Turn that storm into a what? A calm. Just be real calm. And you'd be like, say, oh yeah, that's Jesus. Jesus done told the storm to do a cease. Huh? Come on, he done told the wind to stop. He done made the waves simmer on down. Huh? Make you look at it and say, what man of man? I can tell you who he is. He is the Almighty God, right? Even the wind and the waves obey him, right? That's the kind of God we serve. Come on, that's true. Come on, come on, come on. Where are you at? Back in John, jump back over to Isaiah because I got to stop. I ain't going to be able to get all this today, but.
And it said, come ye by.
Yeah, yeah.
Come by wine and live without money and without money.
Yes.
Wherefore do you spend money?
Why are you out there wasting your money? You never seen people try to buy their way into the kingdom? Huh? They end up giving out all their money. Huh? Giving all their money thinking that it's going to satisfy. Huh? Come on, is it the truth? Giving out all that don't even be a wise steward of what the Lord blessed them with. Just give all of their money away to every begging hand. Huh? But Jesus should give you some wisdom, right? Huh? Fellas cold. He don't need your money. He needs a coat. Wisdom. Right? Fellas hungry. He don't need your money. He needs some food. Right? Come on, man. Wisdom will tell you, I already got a coat that I'm not wearing. I already got food that I haven't eaten yet. Huh? Keep my money in my pocket and use what? Wisdom. Now, the fool will come right out and say, I don't need your old dirty coat. I don't need your old coat. I need that money. That lets you know that you really are not needing. Huh? Because anybody that need will gladly take it. Right? Is that the truth? That's the truth. But see how the devil will make you go and spend all of it up. Making you think you helping somebody. Huh? And everybody you done gave to let you get in the place where you ain't got a dime. They won't be nowhere to be found. Huh? They won't be nowhere to be found. That'll let you see that wasn't the Lord that was telling me to do this. Huh? Come on, Lord, don't operate that way. Jesus gives. One thing I've learned about the Lord, he gives you. Huh? He don't withhold no good thing from you. He is constantly pouring out his blessing. Huh? So much so he said it's like the heavens have opened up. Huh? And them blessings be falling and right and say you don't even have room. Huh? That's how it works when Jesus does it. And when Jesus ain't in it, you be robbing Peter to pay Paul. Huh? You don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. I want to be a good steward over his blessings, right? As they come in, I want to put them where they belong at. Huh? You put them groceries where they belong at. Don't you put no canned food in the refrigerator. Huh? It don't need to be in there. Huh? It need to be put on the shelf. Huh? Put that stuff where it belongs at, right? Is that the truth? That makes sense. You take your milk. You don't put your milk in the oven. Huh? You don't put your milk where it's warm. I don't put my milk near my furnace because the milk is going to go bad. Right? See, you're not being a good steward. Where does the milk belong at? It belongs where it can stay cold. Huh? With wisdom. When the blessings come in, put them where they belong at. Right? Lord bless me with a whole bunch of paper to write on. The paper don't belong on my bed. I need to sleep in comfort. Huh? You had all that paper in your bed, you'd be done cut yourself. Right? That don't add up, right? Put the stuff where it belongs. Y'all may find it fun, but I'm trying to tell you, you need to put the stuff where it belongs in. That's being a good what, steward? Steward is all about management. Put the stuff where it belongs in. Huh? People come to you with their problems, put it where it belongs in. Huh? Don't put it in the forefront of your mind. Why? Because it's not yours. Huh? That's their problem, right? He'd be sitting around. I stayed up all night long. I couldn't even sleep thinking about you. What in the world? You're not being a good steward. Why? Because it's their problem, right? It's their issue. Huh? Amen. I trust y'all getting something out of this. I trust you're getting something out of it. I trust you're getting something out of it. Everything is trying to keep you from doing what you're supposed to do. Keep you from going to the source of finding your satisfaction. Right? That's true. Jesus says your satisfaction. You got to go to the source and find your satisfaction. Right? Did you finish reading?
Wherefore do you send money?
Yes. Yes.
And your neighbor for that which is...
You working hard, right?
Hearken diligently unto me.
Listen to Jesus. Good. Yes.
And let your soul delight itself in that.
Yes.
Incline your ear and come unto me.
Yep.
Hear and your soul shall live.
Yep.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
Yes.
Sure mercies of David.
That's right.
Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people and a lead and commander to the people.
Yes.
Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, a nation that knew not thee.
Yes, shall run to you.
Because of the Lord thy God.
Yes.
The Holy One of Israel.
That's right. That's right.
That seek ye the Lord.
What do I need to do?
Seek ye the Lord.
When? See, that's my concern for these brothers. That's my concern for all these that are lingering around the door. Lord is showing you where salvation is. Huh? You need to make up your mind and say, I want to be saved. Stop playing around the door. Right? Amen. He's opening up a way for you to escape from that mess. Right? Stop playing around the door. And say, I want to be saved. Huh? Well, what do I need to do, Elder Scott? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, right? Call upon him. When the Lord blesses with opportunity, get in here. Open up your mouth. Open it wide. And let Jesus know you want to be saved, right? Let him know his name is your salvation. Lord is rich unto holding to call upon him, right? Call upon him. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Let your voice be heard on high. Open up your mouth wide. Is that what the scripture tell you? He said you open up wide, he'll fill it. Lord, I'm going to put your word into action. Open up your mouth wide and say Jesus, right? That's true. That's true. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him. You got to do your part. All of this is on you. That whole verse right there is on you. Lord will do his, but you got to do yours. What do I need to do? I need to seek the Lord. Huh? I need to open up my mouth and call on Jesus. Huh? When it's prayer time, when it's praise time, you need to open up your mouth and call Jesus. Same thing. What's his name? You got to say Jesus. Say it with conviction, Jesus. Joy in the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right? Because it's opportunity. You're showing Jesus that you need him, right? You let the Lord know I'm in a seeking mode. I'm in a seeking mode. In a seeking mode. Seek him while he may be what? I told you, that's what my fear is. I pray that these brothers have not come to the door and the door has been shut.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
One thing is true, they can't blame Jesus. Because he gave you plenty of time. Plenty of time to get your house in order. Huh? Plenty of opportunity. And you failed to seize the moment. Right? I ain't just talking about brothers, I'm talking about whomever. Whomever have come to this door and played around with it and didn't do what the word is telling them to do. Huh? The word is, I'm just waiting on the Lord to give me direction. You are a liar. Lord, I've already given you direction. He gave you a word to save you. Now, what you do with it is on you, but don't you put no failure on Jesus. He gave you all the word you need to be saved, right? You are lying the truth, ain't he?
Jesus.
Because he gave you everything you need.
Hallelujah.
He brought you to a door.
Jesus.
Right? An open door.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Place that is called by his name. Huh? Place that's not trying to rape you of all your goods. Huh? A place that is upright and honest with you. Amen, Lord Jesus. Huh? Amen, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
No gimmicks, no schemes. Huh? Whenever we have fellowship, it's only so you could be with the saints. Huh? Huh? Anybody trying to get in your business, it's for you to be around those that are sanctified, right? Amen, Lord Jesus. That's the truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
We feed you. Huh? Amen. Give you nice little sweets to let you know we love you and we care about you, right? Don't y'all realize there's hustlers in the earth? Huh? Selling everything. I mean selling everything. You can't even get a bottle of water in the church. You got a quarter? You got 50 cents?
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, I'm just thirsty. You can go get something out to speak it. But this bottle is going to cost you 50 cents. What you doing? We need this for our building fund program. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Huh? But the Lord didn't bring you to that door.
No.
Huh? Y'all understand this? I'm being serious.
Yes.
He didn't bring you to that door.
No.
He brought you to a door where you can freely come in and do what?
Yes.
Do what the Word says.
Yes.
What does the Word tell me to do? Seek ye the Lord.
The Lord.
While he may be found, call ye upon him.
While he's near.
And nobody's going to look at you weird because you called Jesus.
Right.
Huh?
Jesus.
You call him. We, last I checked, folks join right in with you. Huh? You could be in here while I'm preaching and start calling Jesus. Saints, will start with that Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Call him with all of your heart, right? Call him with everything inside of you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Huh?
Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah.
This is the door where the Lord brought you.
Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus.
And he give you all the word you need in order to get for you to get the help you need. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him what? But you've got to also do your part. Let the wicked do what? Huh?
And the unrighteous man his thoughts that have returned to the Lord.
Yes.
And he will have mercy upon him.
Our God will do what?
God, but he will abundantly pardon.
Never knew. And this is what you have to keep before yourself. It's not about what you think. Huh? Ain't got nothing to do with your thoughts, right? It's about what does Jesus say, right? Get in his word and do what he tells you to do, right? It's ask an amen, isn't it? Do what the Lord told you to do. His thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are what? Just like the heavens are high above the earth. So are my thoughts above what? Is that all of it? You can go.
Well, as the rain coming down, the snow from heaven.
Yes.
Returning out there to yes. The water.
But what does the Lord, what will the Lord's word do for you if you receive it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what one writer said, receive with meekness.
Uh-huh.
This engrafted word. Let the word become a part of you, right?
Yeah.
Let the word water your old dry desert life, right? Destitute life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. Let the water hit it, right?
Yeah.
So the Lord can bring something from it.
That's the truth. Amen.
Something worthwhile.
Jesus. That like may the it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower.
Yes.
And bread to the eater.
Yes.
So shall my word.
So shall Jesus, my word.
Out of my mouth,
huh?
It shall not
return
unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please.
Now, this is why we got to be cautious, because some people the word will save them. But some people, the word is going to judge them. Huh? Come on, John. John said this. If you don't receive this word, I judge you not. But this very word that I have preached unto you, it shall judge you when? In the end, right? That's the truth. Isn't that the truth? You can reject the call. You can ignore the call. But one day the Lord is going to call. And you're not going to be able to push the button. Huh? You're not going to be able to take a pill. You're not going to be able to go on vacation. Huh? You're not going to be able to run to the hospital. Huh? Whole lot of folk, the Lord calling them right now. and they on the phone dialing 911. But the Lord called. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You can't stop Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
It'd be best for you to listen to the call while you can do what? Take action. Remember the message of the prophet? The prophet calls you to do what? Action. And he puts a promise on the end of it, right? But it is up to you what path you're going to go on, right?
Jesus.
You're going to go down the path that leads to life. Or you're going to go down that path that leads to death.
Jesus.
Huh? All right, I'm done. Amen. I gave y'all all it. But this is it all. It was another one in Isaiah. I wanted that other one. I couldn't find it. I was trying. All while I was up here, I was digging. But it was another scripture where the Lord went to the feast. And he cried. That's your. I preached that message years ago where the Lord showed you the desperation of the cry. The urgency of the cry. He cried to the people to come to him. And to drink this water, right? Come on, is that the truth? That go real good with hope to everyone that thirsts. He cried with passion, telling the folk to come and drink this water, right? And this is what we do. All we're doing is trying to get you with passion to try Jesus, right? You've tried everything else. Be honest with yourself. Everything else has failed you. Why don't you just try Jesus? Stop trying to figure it out and just do what? Try. Walk in faith. Faith is the substance of things what? Hopeful. The evidence of things what? You're trying to see something that you'll never be able to see. The devil is not going to help you see it. Huh? Life is not going to help you see it. You've got to approach Jesus and just believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder of those that do what? All right. I gave you all enough. Trust you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus.